this mighty man of whom I sing, the greatest of them all, was once a teeny little thing, just 18 inches tall. I knew him as a tiny tot. I nursed him on my knee. I used to sit him on the pot and wait for him to wee. I always washed between his toes and cut his little nails. I brushed his hair and wiped his nose and weighed him on the scales. Through happy childhood days he strayed, as all nice children should. Oh my god, oh! I smacked him when he disobeyed and stopped when he was good. It soon began to dawn on me. He wasn't very bright, because when he was 23, he couldn't read or write. Oh my god. What shall we do? His parents sobbed. The boys got the vapors. He couldn't even get a job delivering the papers. Aha, I said, this little clot could be a politician. Nanny, he cried. Oh, Nanny, what a super proposition. Okay, I said, let's learn a note. The art of politics. Let's teach you how to miss the boat, and how to drop some bricks, and how to win the people's vote, and lots of other tricks. Let's learn to make a speech a day upon the TV screen, in which you never, never say exactly what you mean. And most important, by the way, is not to let your teeth decay and keep your fingers clean. And now that I am 89, it's too late to repent. The fault was mine, the little swine became the president.